This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying after talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday, it would soon be possible to revive a grain deal. The United Nations has helped to ease a food crisis by getting Ukrainian grain to market. Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the United Nations in Turkey, complaining that its own food and fertilizer exports face serious obstacles. Erdogan, who previously played a significant role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal, and the United Nations are both trying to get Putin back to it. The leader of the coup that ousted the Gabonese president, Ali Bongo, was sworn in Monday amid international calls for a return to constitutional order.
Opposition presidential candidate Albert Ondo-Osa did not attend the inauguration ceremony. Gabon's main opposition group asserts that the 69-year-old Ondo is the rightful winner of the August 26 election. On Friday, Ordinance 2023 urged the international community to ask the junta to hand power to Ondo. The African Union and the Economic Community of Central African States last week called for a rapid return to constitutional order. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia this month to meet with the president, Vladimir Putin, as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for use in its war in Ukraine. Pyongyang recently tried to persuade North Korea to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Monday that Russian drones detonated on the territory of NATO member Romania during an overnight airstrike on a Ukrainian port across the Danube River, something that Bucharest denies altogether. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
It's a rare report of stray weapons from the war in Ukraine hitting a neighboring member of the Western military alliance. Moscow has conducted long-range airstrikes on targets in Ukraine since the start of its invasion last year. Since Moscow abandoned a deal that lifted a Russian blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports in July, it has repeatedly struck Ukrainian river ports that lie across the Danube from Romania. NATO's collective defense commitment means it considers an attack on one ally to be an attack on all allies. One Ukrainian lawmaker told Ukrainian television she believes the Romanian denial could be NATO attempting to prevent a slide into direct war with Russia.
U.S. lawmakers returned to the Capitol this Tuesday to try to avert a government shutdown, AP correspondent Donna Warder explains.
Lawmakers don't have much time to pass a short-term funding measure to keep government offices fully functioning. The House is scheduled to meet for just 11 days before the government's fiscal year ends September 30th. The continuing resolution would keep government offices running while lawmakers iron out a budget. But Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces resistance from within his own ranks, including some hard-line conservatives who embrace the idea of a government shutdown. Also dominating the September agenda, emergency funding for Ukraine, federal disaster funds, and the Republican-driven probe into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Donna Warder, Washington.
Partygoers stranded for days at a counterculture festival by a late summer storm were allowed to start leaving Monday afternoon after muddy roads dried up enough for them to begin their exodus from the north of Nevada desert. An unusual late summer storm turned the week-long Burning Man Fest into a sloppy mess, with tens of thousands stuck in foot-deep mud and with no working toilets. The gathering in the Black Rock Desert north of Reno attracts nearly 80,000 artists, musicians, and activists for a mix of wilderness camping and avant-garde performances. More than half an inch of rain fell at the festival site on Friday. Firefighters in Greece say that a massive wildfire that decimated vast tracts of forest in northeastern Greece over 17 days is gradually abating, although hundreds of firefighters are still tackling pockets that continue to burn. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.